All right, so I got another astral experience that I had. I don't know what this is, this energetic pull between me and Rick Ross. A friend of mine who is very, very spiritually inclined said that it's probably likely that we're past life friends or past life soulmates, because your soulmate can be a friend. You have many soulmates, actually, friends, family, associates. And so she was saying that it's probably a past life soulmate connection, because just the other night, which was the night of the full moon, which would have been September 30th going into October 1st, full moon in Aries, had an experience where it was early in the morning. It wasn't nighttime, so it was technically already October 1. And so I had an experience where me and Rosé, meaning the rapper, Rick Ross, were again together in a romantic environment. But this time it wasn't like the time I described before when we were in a car together. This time it was just the two of us. And it was bedroom scenery. I'm going to just leave it like that. I'm not going to get into that. Now, this is spiritual communication. This is spiritual experience. So, you believe it or don't, but this happens to me with celebrities, and people have come out and said that things that I've experienced, they've got proof of it in real life, and I didn't know about it. So I don't know what this chemistry is, but I did realize that because of the full moon, him being a Mason, or allegedly a Mason, I'll just have to say allegedly, all symbology taken into account and all allegory taken into account in his music, is highly likely he's a Mason. Okay. And so I noticed that because that dream happened on like October 1, early in the morning, 3-4 o'clock in the morning. That was before I got up for the day, because I get up at around 5 every day, except for on the weekends. Like, but I'm usually up either way, no later than 7 o'clock in the morning, no matter what day it is. So 5 o'clock is my standard time that I wake up, and I usually don't go back to sleep after that. And I noticed, because that was a full moon, him being more than likely a Mason. I'm going to say more than likely because I don't know him personally in real life. I'm just telling you the spiritual experience. It was a romantic liaison between the two of us. And I find that very interesting because, again, I've described these experiences before, including him repping my hometown in a track on his Port of Miami 2 album. I woke up out in Myrtle Beach. Now, how many people, I mean, yeah, he's from Florida, right? But Myrtle Beach is a small town. It's touristy, yes. Most people have heard of it before, but there's also Myrtle Beach, Connecticut, but he was referring to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. That is where I was born and raised, okay, until I was 9 years old. Then I moved inland, away from the coast of South Carolina. So I noticed that track on his Port of Miami 2 song, and I'm like, wait a minute. So all these dreams and stuff that I've had of him, and astral experiences that I've had of him for a couple of years now, really, they can't be for no reason. So there's some kind of past life soulmate connection, but also significant in that is the Masonic connection, because I said before a couple of videos back that a lot of these Masons be trying to get at high priestesses. Now, I'm not initiated in no kind of group or anything like that, or sorority or nothing, but I do know that there's something in my bloodline that goes back to Egypt. Okay. And it's not far off, because there was Palestinian discovered in the DNA, like a large percentage too, like 13% Palestinian, at least on my father's side. So that's not far. Palestine is not far from Egypt. Okay. So I don't know what this is, but I do know that Masons tend to come after me. Okay, frat brothers tend to come after me. I don't know what the fuck the energy is pulling them, but my ex is a Mason. A gentleman that I've been getting to know is a Mason. And of course, this rapper is a Mason. So the interesting thing was that I had that experience with Rick Ross. This is crazy, y'all, because I said that they'd be coming after high priestesses. And I talked about sex magic and shit, too. And this is interesting because that was a full moon and a lot of their rituals occur around full moons or on full moons. And so the interesting thing was, I wasn't even thinking about this shit, right? So how about there was two different Masons involved with me on that very, one on the first and one on the second. Meaning astrally, okay? So, y'all women out there need to pay attention to y'all's dreams, especially if you are very spiritual and you have high perception of etheric things. You need to pay attention to your dreams, and if you can, write them down or audio record them as notes, because this stuff is important. I told you before that he wanted to buy me a car. And now we end up in the bedroom together, like just a couple months later after I said that on an astral. Now, most people would say, well, why him? I don't know what it is. I do know this, though. He has the same birthday as my estranged husband. So there's something there with that Aquarius attraction. I've had an Okay, so my estranged husband, soon to be ex-husband, is an Aquarius with a 127 birthday. Let me make sure. Okay. And then an ex-boyfriend of mine that I dated for 4 years straight was also being groomed to be a Mason. He was in the Young Knights of Pythagoras or Pythagoras. He was in Aquarius, February 7th. Then an ex-fiance of mine was in Aquarius, February 6th. And then there was another guy that was interested in me, who I've known since childhood, who was in Aquarius, February 7th or 8th or something. And then I think Rick Ross is also January 27th. Let me make sure. I think he's only a 3 or 4 year difference from my soon to be ex-husband in birthday. So let me see. Of course I don't own rice. It's a 1 day difference. Okay. So my soon to be ex-husband's birthday was January 27th. 1973. Rick Ross is January 28th, 1976. So that's a 3 year and 1 day difference. Okay. So I have an Aquarius moon, so maybe that's what it is. But Aquarius moon also causes you to have a high level crown chakra activity, a lot of psychic activity. Okay. Smart intellect as well. Sharp intellect. So I don't know what this connection is, but I wanted to report it because, in the experience, he was sharing a lot of knowledge with me, but I can't recall what it is. It was almost like telepathic because he was speaking. He was saying certain words. I can't remember what the words were. He was talking to me. We were having conversation. And then it's like I felt shit going into my mind, too. But I've had this happen with another gentleman who I'm getting to know or whatever. Same kind of shit happened where he was speaking to me and he was warning me, and it was like it was on astral. And then the same day, later that morning, when he was warning me, it was like 4 o'clock in the morning. Later that morning was when, like I said, I ended up having to move away from the home I used to live at, where I was with staying with a former friend. And so that ended up being a relationship that fell out. But this man was trying to warn me about that. And this is the same one I said that had helped me out a lot and all of that. And so, of course, there's romantic involvement there and so on and so forth, not to get into all of that. But I did notice that, and my ex probably doesn't think I pick up on this, but I pick up on it because I know too fucking much. Just like he said before, you know, he's like, you know a lot. And I'm like, yeah, I think that's actually a problem, you know, with, like King Solomon said, with knowledge comes grief. It's not good to know too much, but I can't help what gets revealed to me anymore. You know, I've never been one of those people who was just totally numb and totally dumbed down. I've always been a very psychic or perceptive child. Some people don't like that term psychic, and I don't really like it because it has a bad connotation, you know, with people who scam. But I've always had spiritual gifts. I've always seen things, spirits and things, felt them touching me even as a child. I just didn't always talk about it, and I tried to block it out. I used to see them so often that I actually asked for the sight to be taken away, and it was taken away. I couldn't see them no more, just plain as day like that. It got taken away from me seeing them just openly to me only being able to see them in dreamscape or on astral. So, or me being able to feel them. So, I'm not sure what this is, but I did notice my ex, like I said, who's also a Mason, the one who I thought was my DM. He may be a DM or whatever, my DM, but he's in karmic energies, like I said. So he's not in that. He's not in that rank where he should be. He abdicated the throne. So my ex is a Mason, and he doesn't wear that on his sleeve or anything, but he is. And I think his father is one as well. And he's probably got a lot of members in his family who are. But I did notice that he even picked up on my affinity for Rick Ross and what that, I don't know how he picked up on it. He probably heard me talking about it. He probably noticed that I like his music a lot, and I tend to reference him at times in music or regarding music or rap songs. But my ex started wearing his hair like Rick Ross. Like he got the same haircut. He started growing out a beard, and he told me that his barber started coming to him. Now, if you listen to that song by Rick Ross called Big Time that I was just playing in the beginning of this video, he said, my barber got to come to me. I'm doing it big time or whatever. We do it big time. And my ex, I noticed he said that he was like, yeah, when the pandemic started, my barber started coming to my house to cut my hair. And I was like, this ain't no fucking coincidence. I don't believe my ex was mimicking him. I think there's something energetic going on. I don't know what the hell it is. Also, they have the same kind of archetype, meaning same kind of body type, if you will. Now, Rick Ross, my ex has never been as heavy as Rick Ross was at his heaviest, right? But they have the same complexion. They're like the same height, you know, body physique, like they're big dudes, you know what I mean? Like linebacker size. So, and they also like nice shit. They have very bougie tastes, if you will, you know, Balenciaga and Jordans, and I'm not saying Jordans is bougie, but you know, nice shit, Valentino and Maseratis and Corvettes and Porsches and all of this stuff, you know? So I don't know what this connection is, but I just wanted to report it because I talked about these men coming after high priestesses, a lot of these men who are initiated. Even if a woman's not initiated, they can pick us out, right? Okay. So a lot of times they will end up in relationships with them, or there'll be like a very strong chemistry between you and that person, even if you don't know them in real life. Like, I don't know Rick Ross in real life. I've never met him. I've never been to any concerts. I've never met anybody associated with him. This shit just started happening randomly where I was having dreams about him. And I just, since he came out, I had an affinity for his music. It was something there vibrationally that was drawing me. And he's not the only celebrity, but he's one of the main ones who frequently pops up in my dreams. When I say frequently, I mean like a couple of times a year, not like every month or nothing, but a couple of times a year, which is frequent because I don't have dreams of any other celebrities a couple of times a year, you know, not of the same person. And so, like I said, I'm just sharing a dream experience, a spiritual experience, and no disrespect to Rosé or any of his fans or fan base. I'm just telling you what I saw and what happened. And we were, like I told you, in the last experience where he offered to buy me a car for driving us away from some people, some creatures that were after us, he offered to buy me a car. And then I remember that song where he said, I really bought cars for bitches off face. Meaning I've really bought cars for women just because I like the way they look. You know, so that's, I was like, wait a minute. Now it makes sense. And then, okay, like I said about my ex saying, my barber is coming to my house to cut my hair, and then that's in a Rick Ross song. Now, I'm not saying that my ex didn't hear the song, but I just find that very, very interesting because me and my ex have a 20-year history. And so I think that was like when me and him met. It was like around the time when Rick Ross first came out. Maybe a year or two, a couple of years difference or something. But whatever's going on, there is some kind of energetic tie there. And that just goes to show, in my experience, how you can be connected to people that you've never met from across the world. Now, I'm not that far away from where he lives or whatever, but I'm also connected to people across the world who I've never met who often see me on the astral or have seen me on the astral, okay? And not necessarily people of my racial or ethnic background either. So when you are a high priestess by bloodline or you have some kind of high level spiritual ranking, you can experience these kinds of individuals who are so-called initiated or who come from a special bloodline being involved with you, either on the astral or 5D or in real life. Like I said about the gentleman I'm getting to know, he has a Heru energy, and readings have talked about the connection going back to Egypt. And that's why there was an instant bond there, instant chemistry there, or whatever. And so, but there's a big age difference too. So he's 15 years older. Really, 16. Let me see. 17 years older. Wait a minute. Am I right? No, 50, it's 15 years. It's 15 years older. So, like I was saying before, one person is a karmic and one person's a DM. I'm not gonna reveal who's who, but it's becoming pretty clear because one thing about so-called twin flames is you can have a big age difference. That's one thing that can be representative of them. It doesn't always mean that's a twin, but even if it's not, could be an ascended master soulmate, a life partner, or some other type of soul counterpart to you, a divine counterpart, like a mirrored soul. So I don't know what me and the big homie Rose got going on the spiritual, but the shit is hot and heavy. That's all I know. This shit is hot and heavy, okay? So I hope that don't none of his other Mason buddies be trying to come and see me. I hope not. I ain't never seen Jay-Z. I ain't never seen nobody else that he's affiliated in with on the Astro, but I have seen Diddy's ass. You know, I told y'all about Diddy inviting me to his house and being bougie and shit. And I told him, next time you invite me on the Astro, don't have all this entourage and all this yard party stuff going on. If you want to talk to me, you need to sit down and talk to me person to person on some chill shit. That's not my vibe, you know. All of this hubbub and pomp and circumstance going on. You know, I can have a good time too. You know, I like to socialize and stuff, but at the same time, I knew I was there for a serious reason. But and I was like, what's all these people here if I'm here for a serious reason? So I just told him, look, I'll come back another time. And he's like, well, hurry back. I haven't been back yet, but I digress. Diddy's in a lot of mess right now, allegedly in a lot of mess. Or at least he's being accused of being in a lot of mess. So it is what it is. He ain't never done nothing to me. But I know energetically that he's got that side. So I'm not gonna talk about what people are alleging he's done or said or whatever. You know, it is what it is. People always have multiple sides, okay? I don't care what anybody says, people always have multiple sides. They have different sides that they show to different people and different in different environments. That's just how people are. It's no different than your mama talking ghetto and ratchet in the house, and then as soon as a bill collector or the job call, yes, sir, how are you today? Switching up the whole persona. That is what I mean by people having different sides, and that is the spice of life, okay? That's why we have a whole bunch of different signs in our natal chart, in our astrological birth chart. We have a whole bunch of different signs because we need to be able to put on different hats as the situation calls for it. So anyway, y'all, I'm gonna get up off of here. But before I do that, I do want to say this. I wasn't planning to come on today, but I did need to report this. I talked about Azerbaijan in The World Is Not Enough. the James Bond movie, The World Is Not Enough, I talked about that, and the codes and clues to Beirut, to the Beirut explosion, meaning Beirut, Lebanon. And the codes and clues to Beirut, Lebanon explosion video, I put The World Is Not Enough in the title, and I mentioned Azerbaijan, so I find it interesting that that's in the news right now. And like I told y'all before, who, if you haven't heard me, I said before, when I get zeroed into a place on the map, usually news comes out after that about that same place. And that is what's happened. I did not know that the Azerbaijani and Armenian conflict started in July, because my video came out August 8th. It came out 4 days after the Beirut, Lebanon explosion. But I mentioned Armenia in that video too, because I mistook Armenia for Azerbaijan, and I mentioned both of them. So now they've got all of this stuff going on with the conflict, or excuse me, the skirmish going on in Nagorno-Karabakh. And so I don't know what's going to come out of that, but I do know that this is benefiting Russia in a way. Even though I haven't even looked into it, y'all, I have only seen the clips being posted to my feed, so I know what's going on. And I saw the articles all over my news feed, like when you open up Google Chrome, they have all your suggested articles. I saw it on there. And then when I Googled it, I saw that every major news outlet was covering it, including, you know, Al Jazeera, Wall Street Journal. Everybody's covering this conflict or skirmish. And so me talking about the Beirut, Lebanon explosion and mentioning The World Is Not Enough, which in that movie, James Bond, an MI6 agent, goes to Azerbaijan and is there over a pipeline. I find it interesting that there was a Russian ship involved with the Beirut explosion. And now, who do we have in the background of this conflict, in my opinion? My opinion is Russia's in the background, because that region is oil rich. Now, I don't know what the root of the conflict is, because I have not gone to look. But I find it really, really fishy that all these things are coming together, at least in my mind. All these codes and clues are coming together. Azerbaijan, Beirut, Lebanon, Armenia, Russia. You can throw Syria in there in the background too, because Syria is controlled by Russia, okay? Of course, we know the U.S. has their nose in everybody's pot, all right? But we'll talk about that another time. I'm still prepping the cryptids video. I haven't had a chance to go to the forest yet, but I am going to go. I stood at the window today, y'all, and all this wildlife started gathering around me. So that's why I want to wait till I go to the forest to do the channeling. So what I will do is I'm going to go to the forest, to the pine forest, and do a channeling on cryptids. And then I will merge it with an actual screen recording of research pages, because there are some sightings and some information that I want to share from South Carolina and North Carolina that people might be interested in. But when I stood at the kitchen window earlier today, a bunch of birds started gathering, and squirrels. Like, they just came out of nowhere. One sparrow landed on the windowsill on the outside of the house, on the brick, and looked up at me and was chirping like it was talking to me. And then another sparrow came, and then the sparrow that was on the sill flew off right across, like 3 feet away, and landed on a pine branch. And then two other sparrows came. Then a female cardinal came, which the female cardinals are brown. They're like tan. The male cardinals are red. And then a squirrel came. So all of them gathered because I was standing at the window, because I never see them gather together like that anytime. I'm always watching the yard when I'm here. And so usually I see the squirrels doing their thing on their own, and the birds doing their thing. They rarely even land in the bird bath in the front yard. But when I went outside today, I found it interesting that there was a bird sitting in the bird bath. And when I came out the door, the bird bath is right by the door. When I came out the door, the bird did not move. It was just sitting there comfortably. And it didn't move either when my guy friend came up, meaning the gentleman I was talking about. When he came up to the door, the bird didn't move to leave away from him, and it didn't move to leave away from me. And both of us were kind of fascinated, like, why is this bird just sitting here? I don't know what kind of bird it was. It might have been a robin, but I didn't get a good look at it because I didn't have my contact lenses in. And I didn't have my glasses on when I was outside on the front porch. But that is why I want to go to the pine forest and do a channeling on cryptids, because it's going to be different the sensation and the vibration that I'm going to get is going to be different than if I'm just sitting in the house or in the backyard doing that. And so I'm going to do that and then merge it with a screen recording of my research. I do have a lot of big plans for this content on this channel. It's definitely going to level up. It's not always going to be blackout. I moved to a new house and I got to upgrade some equipment. So that is why I haven't done it yet. You know, live streams and stuff. YouTube is not letting me live stream yet. I'm trying to get around that and probably going to try to use just a different platform altogether, like maybe Zoom or some other platform. But I'm going to just have to wait and see because I don't really want to announce that stuff because people do spell work and they hate and they have bad intention and then they'll block shit. Okay. A lot of people have blocked things regarding this channel. That's why it's shadow banned. That's why you, on my end, I can't even see what the real sub count is. People have, like, I don't even know what the fucking shit is. Okay. I got well over 1,000 subscribers and yet I still can't live stream. So, I mean, it's shadow banned, but according to their official count, I don't even have 1,000 subs yet. So I would appreciate it if people who like the channel subscribe, like, and then share. You don't have to share if you don't want, but the subscriptions and the likes really help. But again, content's going to definitely level up. I'm doing a lot of work behind the scenes, and yeah, it's going to be popping. I know that I'm not mainstream in my thought process, but I do want to say this before I get off. There's no way Donald Trump is sick with COVID, nor Melania, okay? That is a lie, okay? I don't believe it for one moment. I don't believe it for one moment. And let me also say this. There is a channel on here, and I'm speaking to you parents out there. I'm not saying that your children have to be, you know, all spooky and spooked out and into this truth or stuff. But I'm telling you for your good so that you can pay attention and notice the signs. There's a channel on YouTube called The Onyx Family that is an MK Ultra family. Okay. Even their children, they have a wild look in their eyes, the same kind of wild look that Dylan Roof has. Okay. They are allegedly MK Ultra programmed, allegedly, or this is for entertainment purposes only. I'm just giving my opinion. All right. In my opinion, there's MK Ultra programming going on there. There's a wild look in those kids' eyes, just like Dylan Roof had a wild look, just like that lady, Cicely Aguilar, who was involved in Miss Vanessa Guillen's murder. Got that wild look in their eyes. You know, that's MK Ultra and other programming. All right. That's also medications possibly, but mainly it's a psychological programming. If you got your kids watching them, you need to be careful what they watch, because them kids had Dr. Fauci on there the other day, recently rather. They had Dr. Fauci, Weasel Fauci, on there and interviewed him on their channel. So there's your indication that there are YouTube channels that are directly intermingled with the government. What black family do you know in the world gets to interview Dr. Fauci personally? What black family that ain't industry do you know in the world get to interview a Dr. Fauci? Meaning Dr. Fauci, who is over the COVID wellness recommendations, medical recommendations, doing all the news broadcasts. That Dr. Fauci, F-A-U-C-I. Which he's a high level ranking brother too. So what black family that, you know, just started from the bottom. Now we're here. No. Y'all sold out on some shit, obviously, because I don't know too many CDC people like that and people that are that powerful coming to interview no niggas. Not being disrespectful, I'm just saying, for real. Coming to interview no niggas, or letting niggas come and interview them? Like, come on, I don't care if it's digital or not. Y'all need to read through the lines on some of these channels. Like this channel, let me tell you something. YouTube ain't no different than the fucking music industry. If you not sold out to them, then you get blacklisted, you get shadow banned and shit. Even 50 Cent talked about being shadow banned because his opinion was unpopular on things. And I mean, we know how connected 50 Cent is, but Instagram was shadow banning him, right? Okay, so if it can happen to him, as powerful as he is, surely it can happen to little old me and regular other people. So YouTube is run no different than the music industry. They decide whether you get, you know, compensation and how much compensation you get. And if you don't align with their doctrine, then you will not get subscribers sent to your channel. They will make your links dead. I've seen that happen where I have shared one of my links and the link was dead. It said when you click on it, it said 404 error. So, but the video was still up, but it's like they made the link die. They, you know, they fucked with my camera on my laptop. Like, I don't make none of this shit up. I don't have no reason to. I'm not getting compensated for this work through YouTube, so I don't have any reason to make up any bullshit claims. I don't have no reason to do it. I'm just telling you, these are some of the things that go on when you are not, when you don't have a soul marker that identifies you as being usable by them, by meaning the powers that be. When you don't have a soul marker that identifies you as being usable and or profitable by them, then you do not get the pushing that other people get. And that's why you see some artists are very talented and they don't get nowhere near the attention that other artists get. A lot of times they'll have to go independent or form their own label or do their own distribution, or they'll end up struggling or starving, so-called starving artists, because for whatever reason, they didn't want to go along with the get along. That's what Jaguar Wright is right about. And some people are picking on her, talking about she's Jaguar wrong. You know, and nobody has, I mean, people should go with whatever their own intuition is. If they don't want to believe her, then don't believe her. But I've done enough research and I know enough spiritually to understand that a lot of these things that she's saying are not untrue. I can't say what's true and what's not because I'm not getting into that and I don't want any problems. But a lot of what she's saying, from what I can tell, is true. Now, her motivations, I'm not sure about all her motivations, but I do know that she's tired. And see, the thing about Saturn as a planet going direct, it makes you finally feel like, okay, I have the determination to get this shit done. Whether it be, finally, I need to tell my husband I'm tired of him and I want a divorce. Finally, I need to tell my job that I can't deal with the stress and the workload no more. I'm going to resign. You know, finally, I need... Saturn will cause that too. Saturn is not just about karma in the bad aspect. Karma can be good too, meaning, okay, it's time for me to change. It's time for a change. All right. It's time for a level up, because Saturn is also connected to success, not just Jupiter. And so, with this full moon, I noticed that POTUS, fell ill on 10/01. That's 11. And it's a full moon portal. And we know he's a brother too. Meaning in a fraternity too. Or probably a couple. So we know that. So he allegedly fell ill right at that full moon portal. All right. Even when you're not aware, the higher powers are so-called aware. Even when you're not paying attention to it, they're paying attention to it. Okay. For all we know, this might have been a ploy to give his campaign more vigor. Because if he fell ill, this is just my theory. I could be way off base, y'all. Sorry, I had to clear my throat. I could be way off base, y'all. But this is my theory. My theory is he was alleged to have fallen ill. And I'm saying alleged because I don't know whether it's true or not. I'm going to say it's not true. I think it's a lie, but that's my opinion. Doesn't make it fact, okay? It's my opinion. Believe what you want to believe. I believe that they came out with this story to say he fell ill right on October 1st. Number one, because he used to call it the China virus. China. And China. The China virus. He called it the China virus. No offense to any Chinese people out there. And guess what date Communist China was formed on? October 1. Then we had the full moon in Aries portal. That full moon in Aries can cause a lot of angst and upheaval. You know, you want to avoid fights and drama. That was the warning about the full moon in Aries, avoiding fights, drama, confrontation, misunderstandings. Then we have Mercury retrograde, pre-shadow energies interfacing with that, because Mercury retrograde is coming in on October 13th, and Mercury retrograde causes problems in technology, electronics, delays in travel. You can end up signing contracts. If you make the mistake of signing a contract during Mercury retrograde, or you can't avoid it, you better read the fine print, because you can overlook fine details that you really need to pay attention to. So if you want to know things to consider during a Mercury retrograde, then you need to go and Google that. You also want to pay attention to people trying to come back into your life and a Mercury retrograde period, no matter what time of year it occurs during, because this is cuffing season, as they call it, and people will want to partake in what are called holiday hoovers, which is when we talk about hoovering, like I said before, it's about a hoover vacuum. That's where the term comes. They want to suck you back in. They want to pull you back into a goddamn karmic cycle, okay, before the holidays, again, with the cuffing season aspect, you know. People get lonely during the holidays, especially, so they a lot of times want their ego stroked. You know, it's a very egotistical, narcissistic season. The holidays, meaning Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas, and the New Year, are very narcissistic holidays, okay? All right. They're the most narcissistic holidays of all the year, just to say. So I believe they did this right here at the full moon. Whether it's true or not is not here nor there. I'm talking about the spiritual and the astrological aspect, because this may end up giving his campaign increased vigor. Okay? And for the fact that he had a lot of his supporters praying for him. They were even outside Walter Reed Hospital in prayer circles praying for him. Now, I don't find that a coincidence, because I just spoke on prayer circles being a form of witchcraft. Didn't I just say that? Well, if you go and look on, what was that? Was that Ruptly, R-U-P-T-L-Y, Ruptly News Outlet, which is international news. There's a clip of Trump supporters gathering outside Walter Reed Hospital in a prayer circle, and they had their American flag too. Okay, that symbol, I'm going to have to talk about that another time, because see, I still got to go back and do that KKK podcast episode that I was supposed to do back then, but I got blocked, but there was some digital sabotage going on, so that I wouldn't tell y'all the truth about what I was going to say in that podcast, so I shouldn't have announced it, but that's going to come randomly. I just wanted people to know that I plan on doing some content, but I'm going to get into that American flag too. And I don't just mean the historical meanings of how many stars and how many stripes. And no, I'm going to go deep into that motherfucker. Okay? Because I noticed that flag seems to pop up everywhere there's a fucking ritual going on too. Meaning in your everyday church, in that altar. That flag and that Israeli flag, no disrespect to the Israelis or the Jews, but them flags have ritual components. It's the same as the component, or excuse me, concept of Tibetan prayer flags. Okay? And I'm going to leave it like that because I'm not going to throw out my intellectual content or, you know, spiritual intellectual property ahead of time. Just understand that it's the same fucking kind of concept as having a Tibetan Buddhism prayer flag. If you don't know what that is, Google it, please. So I think that this whole ploy was to give his campaign a boost. This is full moon ritual. And like I said earlier in this video, the Masons are known to do their rituals, whatever kind of rituals it is, on a full moon. That's prime time for certain types of rituals of a witchcraft or an occult nature. Okay. That is why I was so angry at my ex for having his karmic. Right after I broke up with him, 3 weeks after I broke up with him, I was so angry, not just because he was lying about talking to her and stuff. I knew he was lying. I was mostly angry. I was angry also at the fact, I can't say mostly, but I was angry also at the fact because he invited her over his house. And when I showed up randomly, it was a fucking full moon. It was a full moon in October. Matter of fact, I believe it was the very same full moon we just had 2 days ago, okay? the very same full moon, but yet it was 3 years ago, okay? Because I broke up with him in the beginning of September. 3 weeks later would have been the 1st of October. Or the first week of October. So that was the same full moon 3 weeks, 3 years ago, okay? And I'm speaking on it now because I told him, I said, I'm angry with you because you told me that she ain't never been in your house. And I told you black magic was being used on you. And you got her in your house right here at a fucking full moon. What the fuck is wrong with you? And you supposed to be a Mason? I guess you really don't know about this stuff. Like they haven't, you just haven't learned yet. But you're going to learn if you keep going up in rank. You're going to learn this shit. Or if you get in contact with somebody that knows this stuff and is willing to teach you, you got to understand you can't have certain people in your house around certain times, like certain portals be open, you know? It's like how we had a belief system growing up in a traditional Christian family. And, you know, this is the standard thing. If you don't celebrate Halloween, you turn off your porch light. That way people don't come knocking on your door. Now, sometimes you'll have the odd child or person come knock on your door anyway, but the houses that don't have on porch lights, you don't go to their house trick-or-treating. What is that symbolic of? Making sure your portal ain't open, meaning your door ain't open. Making sure your door to your vessel or your temple, meaning your house, as well as your body, ain't open. All right? If you don't celebrate it, if you don't want those energies coming or spirits coming in your house, you shut the light off. And you draw the blinds and the damn house, you know, you don't open the door. You know, there was a thing that, you know, relatives of mine used to say, don't open no door for no Jehovah's Witness. No disrespect to the JWs out there, but I don't fuck with them in real life. Meaning, like, I don't allow them to come to my house or in my house because of the spirits a lot of them carry. Not all, but a lot of them carry certain spirits with them, and I don't fuck with that. And so I believe that this was a whole ploy to do some kind of ritual for his campaign. And who knows? This is just my theory, y'all. Y'all ain't got to believe it. I also want to say, there's probably going to be some more mess about those. I already heard that some USB drives were stolen regarding them voting machines. You're probably going to hear that there was some more mess going on with them either right before the election or right after the election. You'll hear about another set of news coming out regarding voting machines. Okay. I'm telling you ahead of time. Today is October 3rd, 2020. I'm telling you now, you might hear about more mess with the voting machines going into the week before the election or the week right after, like right after the election, a couple days after or up to 7 days after. Okay. If it doesn't happen, great. But if it does, I'm telling you ahead of time, don't be surprised if you hear that. All right. And so, when we talk about karmic energies interfacing with divine energies, that is possible. And I realized that I was under psychic attack. I was under psychic attack. And that's one bad thing about being an empath. You have to understand that if you haven't learned whether you're an empath or not, because not everybody is, or if you are an empath and you haven't paid this attention, you need to understand that one of the big components is psychic attack. And so no matter what you do to shield yourself, things will happen to you, and or you will have a lot of thoughts that aren't even yours. A lot of thoughts, a lot of energies, a lot of feelings will come to you that are not even yours. There was a psychological quote out that said that up to 80% of people's thoughts aren't even theirs. But I believe that's for empathic people. Okay. That could even be as close to 90% for empathic people, in my opinion. So during all this time where I was thinking that this gentleman was a narcissist, he's not a narcissist. He's got an ego. He knows who the fuck he is. But a lot of the old gods and goddesses had a fucking ego. And like I said, he has Heru energy. Horus didn't take no shit off a set. You know what I'm saying? So when I talk about karmic energies interfacing with divine, it's Horus versus Set. Like I said, it's two different men. my ex, his energies in are in a lot of my reads and very present. But I'm also understanding that those energies can cloak themselves as divine energies at time. But there have been times where, a lot of times where the devil card has been showing up in association with the ex. So the devil card also represents Capricorn. But again, the devil card is not just about Capricorn. The devil card also means trickery, okay? And the magician, all right? So when I was talking about this gentleman, meaning the new person versus the older person, the old person meaning my ex, new person being somebody that I've been getting to know, energies from my ex were confusing me to drive me away from the new person. This is subconscious because I don't always believe it's being done on purpose, but I know it's happening because, like I said, people can pray against you and want you to fail or want your relationship to fail, and then you will have problems. And that is why I've learned to be very selective about the things that I say, because I have literally seen karmics mimic me, meaning try to wear their hair like me, try to be like me, etc. And if women karmics can do that, then certainly male karmics can do that to a divine masculine. So, like I said, the first time I was correct, this gentleman is not a fucking narcissist. But I do know who is in sometimes highly narcissistic energies, but a lot of people are. We all have levels of narcissism. But what I'm saying about psychic attack is somebody was messing with me, and it could have been a couple of people, but somebody was messing with me trying to make me feel a bad way about the person, meaning a new person. And once Saturn went direct, like once Saturn got close to going direct, I started realizing the trickery and the fuckery that was going on. So I think Neptune was retrograde too. So I started to notice what the fuck was going on. And I started to realize, like, okay, something's not right here, because I could feel the competition. I could feel the fucking competition, y'all. I can feel the spiritual competition between them too. Even though one of them is involved with a woman, meaning the old person, the ex has his girlfriend and she's pregnant and all that. Even though he's involved and with her, there's still a lot of competitive energy that I feel. And so when you got the empath in the middle, the empath is picking up on both. And so I had to rely on readings to help me decipher the energies. And that's the blessing of readings, because I knew what was right and what wasn't right. But because it was psychic attack, and because my field was being bombarded, it was hard to keep it in line and not react negatively. And I did react negatively because I thought, okay, you showing me the same shit, but he wasn't showing me the same shit. That's the thing. He wasn't showing me the same shit. It was an illusion that was being created. And like I said, people do magic. All right. So long story short, y'all be careful out here with the twin flame stuff, okay? I don't even want to use that kind of connotation anymore. I'll just say divine counterparts, because they come in different forms. But a lot of the twin flames are toxic. A lot of them are, not all of them, but a lot of them are toxic, or they're in karmic energies and they've abdicated their throne, or they've, you know, been demoted by spirit, and that's why a lot of you are being protected from them. Okay, I know for a fact that I'm being protected from certain people. That is why things were not allowed to work out with them. Relationships were not allowed to go forward. Why I ended up moving away physically or moving away spiritually or whatever. I know that I was being protected from certain individuals, and I'm grateful for that. But again, it took me going through the fire, walking through that, and then looking at my surroundings to determine, okay, I saw this, but people can wear a lot of different masks and play a lot of different fucking games. All right. And the fact of the matter is, Some people, it doesn't matter whether they have somebody or not. Even if they are in a relationship, they may not be happy with that person and they don't want to see you in a relationship. Or they may want to keep you hanging on as an option for you, for them to be able to come back to you. All right. So that is why people might interfere energetically in what you got going on. Okay. Women do it too. Like I said, you got a lot of women out here that don't want to see no woman happy. And they don't care who she is. They've always been jealous of the woman or had some kind of hang up within themselves that they projected on the person or projected on other women in general. Maybe they don't have good relationships with women. And so when they see a woman who's happy or being fulfilled or being treated right, they may act okay on the surface, but they have an underlying disdain or problem with it because maybe that's not, maybe they wish that was done for them. I don't know. I don't really care. I don't care about the why. The fact is that I've seen it be done to me so many times that I'm very, very protective of people that I care about. Okay. So people that are in my energy field that I care about, I'm very protective of them because I know that they can end up getting psychically attacked simply because somebody disliked me or does dislike me or does have a secret hatred or secret jealousy or whatever for me. All right. But either way it go, things are going good. And shout out to the homie Rosé. Shout out to the homie Rosé. Next time you come see me, Rosé, can you please be more clear with what you're saying to me? Because I couldn't remember a damn thing. I'm sure my higher self caught all of it and my subconscious caught all of it. But I can't remember. I can't consciously remember what all we talked about. All I know is we spent the night together. And some people might be like, oh, but nah, baby. I told you. You'd be surprised, okay? You would be fucking surprised at how some of these celebrities are on the astral. I just say it like that, all right? Don't let that 3D body fool you, baby. All right? Don't let that clay fool you. Mm-hmm. Okay. Don't let it fool you. That's why I said, friend of mine, he might be 15 years older, but baby, he put all them young dudes to shame. And I'm gonna leave that like that.